Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Let's talk about our newest sponsor, eBay. From rare dead stock to the latest release, you can find the exact sneaker you're looking for on eBay. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. And with eBay's authenticity guarantee, a team of independent professional authenticators perform a rigorous inspection of the sneakers you purchase before they're sent to you, so you can shop confidently knowing your pair is the real deal. And for the sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 or more, making it free to sell or flip your collection. With other sites taking as much as 25%, you're going to have a lot of extra money left for, you guessed it, more sneakers. Check out ebay.com/sneakers today.
You are listening to The Bird Calls on the Armchair All-American Network. For more on your Pelicans, go to iTunes, search The Bird Calls, and subscribe today.
What's up, Pels fans? Welcome to another episode of the Bird Calls podcast. I'm your host and contributor today, Preston Ellis, to thebirdwrites.com. And today we have our friend and sponsor from Bet Online, Mr. Dave Mason, is on the pod. Dave, how's life, man? What's going on?
Life is good, man. I mean, Selection Sunday's here yesterday, and we got the NCAA tournament starting up in a few days. So it's one of our, you know, biggest events of the year. There's sometimes a little bit of a lull after Super Bowl, gives us a few weeks to catch our breath, get ready for March Madness. You know, of course, we had NBA games and NCAA games, but it really picks up now. And then that takes us into the Masters, and then the NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs after that. So it's great, man. The seasons are set up great just to have the action keep going, you know, NCAA tournament, Masters, NFL draft, and then the playoffs and all that stuff. So yeah, we're excited. We had the post-Super Bowl lull where a few of us take a little bit of quick time off to catch our breath, but we're back at it now.
Yeah, we're definitely very appreciative. BetOnline is a longtime sponsor of the podcast and of our friends at Saints Happy Hour with Ralph Malbro and Andrew Jude. So I know that those guys love you guys as well. And there is a 50% welcome bonus right now. And also, I think you get like $1,000 towards your first bet if it's March Madness related. Can you tell us a bit about that?
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, we have all sorts of specials on the site, March Madness related or NBA related or whatever, all sorts of special promo codes. I mean, shoot, use a crypto. If you use cryptocurrency like most people are using these days, you get 100% bonus there. We also have $100,000 March Madness bracket, $100,000 cash prize pool, finishing the top 300. You'll get paid. First place pays $15,000. Once again, that's cash, and just to enter, you can enter for as low as $15.
Nice, very cool. I don't know much about March Madness other than LSU was eighth in the bracket, I think, this year, but I only know that just from listening to the Saints Happy Hour podcast. But I do watch a great deal of the Pelicans, and they've got to be really, really hard for you guys to peg down right now. Right now, they're 17-22. They came back from the All-Star break with a horrid performance against the Timberwolves. They lost that game by around 35 points, and then immediately turned around and trounced the Cavaliers, and then, more spectacularly, the Los Angeles Clippers. I mean, that game was pretty much decided midway through the third, if not before. You guys must not be doing really well in terms of setting these lines for the Pelicans. What's going on from your side as to how they're performing right now?
Yeah, I mean, that was crazy. That was crazy, that Clippers game, right? The win by they closed at 6-point underdogs, and they end up winning by 20 against one of the NBA favorites. So, yeah, I mean, it is tricky. Put a number on those, the team, a team like that that's just so inconsistent. But, you know, it's tricky for the bettors too. You know, that's the thing. That's the way you look at it. And you do your best. And I mean, they're 17 and 22 against the spread. So it's not like there's really an edge there or if they're covered or not. I mean, the over under, I mean, they cash on the over more than any team. They're 28 and 11 now on the over as opposed to the under. So that's just ridiculous. So if you're betting the over religiously on the Pelicans games, you've made some nice cash this season, 28 and 11 on the over, and that's by far the best in the league.
Wow, that is a really interesting tidbit. So if you are betting the over in every single Pelicans game, the odds are like 3-1 that you're going to come away a winner. That is really, really nice money.
Absolutely.
And that kind of reminds me of the last time we spoke, we were getting set to play Utah, who at the time had, I don't remember, covered like 22 of 23 times. And that was another buster where the Pelicans came in. It was a high scoring game, so it was the over, but the Pelicans ended up winning that game too. They've got to be the most unpredictable, or if not, at least one of the most unpredictable teams for you guys to cover right now. And it's good to know that the bettors are probably struggling with those lines as well.
Yeah, well, they have, you know, all that young talent too. You know, they got a lot of young talent, and that also, you know, unpredictable makes things unpredictable, right, for the team and for the bettors. So we never have a young talent like that.
It's so funny. I think it was right after the Cavaliers game or right before it, somebody tweeted, and I'm so sorry, I don't remember specifically who did it, but basically said David Griffin was gifted Zion, Lonzo, B.I. in the 4th and 13th picks in corresponding drafts and trotted out the worst team in the NBA. And then two games later, and he looks pretty smart. So it's funny how that can seesaw back and forth. But I wanted to talk about this right now. Right now, the Mavericks, I think they're 7th in the standings. Actually, I've got it in front of me. So the Mavericks have 20 wins and the Pelicans have 17 wins. However, they're both in the same division, the Southwest Division, and the Pelicans are 900-1 underdogs to win the division. The Mavericks are minus 175. That seems like a wild variance for teams that are only about 3-4 wins apart. Would you say that?
Yeah. Odds wise, I guess it doesn't match up, but you know, Mavericks are minus 175, like you said, whereas then you have the Spurs 3-1, Grizzlies plus 750, and then the Pelicans are plus 900. But you know, that just comes down to, sure, there's a three game difference in the record, but you know, the Mavericks are the better team. They're expected to win. Again, the Pelicans are just so young, but you don't know. I mean, the Pelicans make a late season run with some of that young talent. But yeah, on paper, if you're looking at this, just the math, yeah, you would think that those odds are way off. But you know, when you have a little deeper dive into the, you know, the Mavericks were the favorites all season, and they're still right there. So, you know, you start analyzing the rosters and who they have and everything, then the maths are the favorites for a reason.
I'm just saying, if somebody wants to take a look at that and see, the Pelicans have won two in a row against a pretty formidable team, and the Clippers look really, really good in these last two matchups. But before we get into that, something that I feel is super critical. We had an article from Bleacher Report from Jake Fisher this morning suggesting the Pelicans might be interested in Aaron Gordon. And I just want to ask you this, Dave. This is a really popular time to be an NBA fan, because there's all these kind of transactions and more so speculation than transactions. How does that affect the betting lines? Like, let's say tomorrow the Pelicans trade for Aaron Gordon. How wildly does that change some of these future bets on Bet Online?
You know,
the spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It'll impact us somewhat, you know, if, you know, they'd still be a long shot. I mean, they're a long shot for a reason, but, you know, what are they now, win the championship, 125-1, they'd move to probably 100-1 or something like that. So, you know, it would have moved the needle big time. You know, if one of the favorites traded for a player like that, then that moves the needle much more. But something we're always keeping an eye on. I mean, that's always definitely a challenging part of the season is the you know, the trade deadline, and where you just got to be on top of the rumors. And it's not like the old days, man. I mean, with Twitter now, bettors are getting that information before sports books are, or at the same time. Well, kind of before, because, you know, people are like, well, you guys get that same information we do. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, our guys are modern, all these different markets. They don't have the time just to be looking on Twitter for Eric Bledsoe rumors or Aaron Gordon rumors, or you name the player kind of rumors, you know? So we have bettors that are just awesome at this stuff. They must not have jobs. They must not have lives. I don't know what the heck they do. But anytime anything like this happens, within 5 seconds, they're betting the futures or the spreads or whatever advantage they can get their hands on. It. It's just amazing. It's like, what do these people do, man? Don't they leave the house at all? It's just amazing. So yeah, we're definitely got to stay on our toes and watch all these rumors. But man, it's difficult, especially now with Twitter. That stuff just flies out there.
Yeah, I was listening to a Rajah Bell podcast earlier. He was talking to Darren Williams, who was famously traded from the Jazz to the Nets in pretty shocking fashion. And he said they all found out watching SportsCenter. And I thought, man, if that was 10 years ago, sure. I wonder if Adrian Wojnarowski knows these trades are going to happen before the front office even knows it's going to happen. He's talking to a player and a player suggests they want to go to a city. They tweet Woj, and Woj is breaking news before the front office has even made a decision over the process. But that is super interesting. Now I'm starting to wonder, like, how many of these bettors have Woj's ear, have Sham's ear, or talk to front office people? I'm sure that's against some kind of rule, but just super interesting. So just talk about, in general, how the NBA has been going this year for you guys. Obviously, the Lakers had that swoon with Anthony Davis being out. The Bucks had their own swoon with Drew Holiday being out. What's it been like across the board?
It's been great for us. I mean, the action's been awesome. You know, we're making our numbers. It's been great. You know, I work more on the marketing side of things, so I'm worried about actives and you know, total volume and turnover and all that stuff. And we're breaking records. It's our biggest season ever. So more players are betting on NBA, and more players are betting on NBA at betonline.ag. Now, you know, with that, the margins up and down. It's been great lately. So we've been, you know, making a nice little profit here lately. NCAA, we had a rough weekend. That was kind of challenging, but NBA was awesome.
That's awesome. Now, I want to ask you about this because I know you're not calling in from America right now, but we're rolling out the vaccine pretty hardcore right now. My parents have gotten it. My in-laws have gotten it. My sister works for the government. She's gotten it. But a lot of our friends are starting to pick it up for various reasons, whether they be school teachers, essential works in whatever form or respect. But as everybody starts getting more and more vaccines, you're going to see more people going back to the bars, going back to the arenas. How does this affect Bet Online?
I mean, I think it's a good thing. You know, it's a weird year, you know. Man, what a weird year it's been. You know, just if I'm thinking from a business standpoint, you know, sports turned off and, you know, a lot of people were struggling economically, and I thought we were going to take a bigger, much bigger hit. I mean, those months where there were no sports, it was definitely challenging. You know, we're trying to make the best out of Russian ping pong and Belarus soccer, and we're making our own events and all this stuff and sports sims. Oh my God, what a headache that was. But then when sports turned back on, it was just an onslaught of action. So, you know, we had our best year, with sports, our best football season in the history of the company. Like I said, in the midst of having our best NBA season in the history of the company. So, you know, there's so many moving parts there. I mean, a lot of that's like, okay, well, people are bored sitting at their home with nothing to do. So more people are betting, you know, they're not out at the bars and restaurants spending money. So they have more money to bet. But that being said, man, once they can go back to the games, I think more people will be going to the games and interested in sports. And you know, gambling's everywhere now. You know, we probably talked about this last time, and it seems like almost every interview this comes up. It's just like more people are betting on sports than ever before. It's just because it's, you know, it's all over the place now. It used to be such a taboo subject, and, you know, only guys in the back room with weird nicknames are doing it. But now, you know, everybody's doing it. It's not taboo anymore. There's no shame on betting $20 on tonight's game. It's like we finally evolved to where, you know, there's no shame in betting a few bucks on a game. So that has a lot to do with it too. So I'm optimistic about the future. You know, having people getting in the stands is a good thing, especially now with mobile betting. I mean, we have a great mobile site. So, you know, you can just bet on the games while you're there at the game, and live betting. That's great for live betting. I mean, live betting's bigger than ever. So, you know, sitting there watching a game this summer, watching a baseball game and betting the game, you see a home run, you start betting live odds right away. So yeah, I'm optimistic. It'll just take off even more.
That's great. Thanks so much for joining us. And that's what I was going to say is that it's easier than it's ever been. You mentioned the mobile app.
Sure.
I'm looking at the interface on the website. It's easier for me to understand. There are so many interesting options that can pique your interest. like how many 3-point attempts the team's going to make per day. How many 3-point field goals Lonzo Ball is going to get in a game whenever he's going hot. Like these are things that are just much more interesting. There's much more availability. But anyway, Dave, I'm glad things are going so well. I hope you get some rest. I know that March Madness is going to be a wild, wild time for you. And then as soon as that's up, hey, NBA playoffs is going to be right around the corner. So I hope you get some sleep, my friend. And thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Always. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Bird Calls on the Armchair All-American Network. If you like what you're hearing, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes, retweet, share with your friends, and most importantly, subscribe today.